Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowse is here. It's time to talk about ADX digital marketing. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Meg. Good to see you again.
You too. So tell us right off the bat, I know you've got a bunch of great things to tell us, but can you talk about, say, to tell someone a little bit of ADX digital 101 for somebody that has no idea what we're talking about?
I'm really glad you asked that because it is important to sort of set the foundation.
I didn't know until I started doing this show, and then I feel like I've learned about a whole new world out there for advertising.
Yeah. We never want to assume that people understand exactly what it is we're talking about here with digital marketing. Digital marketing for ADX Digital, that means we have 19 different platforms we can use in order to deliver messages and offers or specials in a variety of different formats to your target audience. And it starts with geography, and then we go into demographics of who it is. Basically, the way I like to put it is you tell us who and where, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. That sounds fabulous because you have a lot of choices and you can come up with a great strategy. And from my understanding from the times you've been on the show, you can come up with a strategy and try it and then tweak it because you have accountability. You bring back the numbers.
Yes, we're going to talk about numbers today in a big way. Yeah, I think taking the mystery and the fear out of something that might be new is one of the biggest challenges we have. And we have a team of seven account executives here who all have a level of expertise in digital marketing, certainly in marketing and in radio marketing. We're talking about top of the notch, incredible pros. You just can't even believe the places and the experiences our account executives have. But we also are experts in the digital side of advertising. And so we're able to sit down with people and learn more about their company, figure out the right way to go about a campaign. And it might be the digital isn't the perfect match. Maybe radio is. And the blend of the two is really powerful.
I would imagine.
And so we talk about that a lot. But it starts with getting to know your business, getting to know what's worked, getting to know who and where your audience is. And then we're able to break it down. Do you want display ads on people's phones? Do you have great social content that you'd like people to see? Do you have a 30-second TV commercial? Because we can put that anywhere that you can see TV, basically.
Yeah.
So many, many ways to go about it. It is overwhelming at times, especially at the beginning for people. And so we keep it simple and we keep it focused so that you understand what it is that we're accomplishing. And then we set expectations, and then we deliver remarkable reporting that will prove that we have done what we said we're going to do. And I don't ever have any doubt that we can move the needle and put people in front of you. I know we can send people to your website. I know we can make the phone ring. The question is, what's the quality of that lead? Are they relevant to your business? And we know they will be. But then the bottom line, and we hear this from time to time. Oh, yeah, clicks. Great. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Talk to me about all that fancy algorithm. All that. I need customers.
Right.
I need people in my door who are buying. And that's part of it. That's the whole game. We know that. And I think we're really good at accomplishing that for people.
Well, it's interesting to me because you have, so, as you said, 19 different ways to reach a client. And I think it's fabulous because it's very specific. The targeting is very specific and very smart. And you get an opportunity by working with someone like Brian to learn about all that's out there because I had no idea. I honestly had no idea all the opportunities to actually specifically, the days of just throwing up a billboard and hoping somebody in their car sees it at the stoplight are over.
Yeah.
You can,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm looking for something, I could even have a conversation on not even on my phone. And the next thing I know, I've got an ad about whatever I was talking about.
we don't necessarily play in that world, I'll tell you.
But it's kind of like that in a way. If you're searching online for something.
Oh, yes.
Right? Or you go to a concert at the Bay Center.
Yes.
There's that geofencing. There's so many different things.
Yeah. And now with AI, it adds another layer. So I'm going to, in the report we're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about AI and the impact it had on this particular campaign. But also AI helps us to determine what I like to describe it as, is people's behavior puts them in a particular bucket that we like to advertise to. So you identify the people you want to be in the bucket you advertise to, and then we hit them with the ads that you've created or we've created for you in the format that we've decided is the best and most effective for your particular situation. So it even before somebody goes to Google, they're giving off indications that they might be interested in your product.
Right.
And if you add AI, so people are beginning to use AI as search. Hey, tell me how much I should spend on a dental implant. You know, so now, or they're looking up, gosh, I mean, there's a lot of ways that could be effective, but they go to a website and those keywords on that website match the type of person that you want to reach, then they fall into bucket and we're advertising to them. And one of the most powerful things is having a database. So if you have a list of, gosh, I don't even think it takes 500. Let's just say 500. If you have a list of 500 people that you've done business with, that you use in your email communication, let's say,
right,
or that live in your CRM, whatever system you use to keep track of sales and repeat sales and if they're coming in, you can take that list and we can advertise to that list.
Okay.
But that's kindergarten. The next level of that is we could take data and information from that list and then go find other people that match that criteria and advertise to them as well. In other words, we're taking information from your best customers and then finding more people that match demographic, age, household income, how many children they have.
It's very specific and very targeted, which is great.
Very specific and targeted. So, and this is just because of the information that we end up offering as we go about our day digitally. And while there's almost no way to avoid giving off those breadcrumbs, as we like to say, we can then use that information to deliver relevant messages to your target audience in order to move them to action.
So if someone's listening this morning and is interested in branching out into the digital world, who would they contact here and how do they get in touch with you?
Yep. The starting point is a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. That's Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
And we do have a website for ADX Digital.
Yes, ADXDigitalMarketing.com. And if you just dial up digital marketing, ADX, make sure that's in there, ADX Digital Marketing, you'll find us. And actually, I've listed all of our conversations from Pep Talk on that site.
Oh,
so
excellent.
There is a page there where you can listen back to different things that we talk about. And we're trying to keep that nice and organized for you. So if you just want to kind of get the 101, this will be listed as the 101, you know, digital marketing 101.
Right?
Megan Bryan talked about digital marketing. So that information is available to you as well at ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Okay. Talking with Brian Prowitz, he's our ADX Digital Marketing Consultant here at ADX Communications for all of our stations. And you can take advantage of radio advertising, but also supplement it and put together a package of digital advertising that I promise you, from everything I'm hearing and from what I see myself by just being online, I know that this is, it's not the future anymore. This is what people are doing now, correct?
Yeah, you could say that. Definitely the future is definitely here when it comes to digital marketing. And you should be using this in your marketing strategy. It's so important that you're aware of and harnessing the power of digital marketing if your business needs marketing.
Okay.
And it does.
Okay. We're going to come back with Brian in just a couple minutes. We'll take a quick break. But if you've got a question about digital marketing, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And Brian is definitely an expert on ADX digital marketing. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. And we're back with Pep Talk, and Brian Prowitz is here. He's ADX Digital Marketing Consultant. Guess what? Talking about ADX Digital Marketing.
Surprise.
Stop it. Okay. So what else do you want to tell us
about
today, Brian?
Well, this morning I've been going through reports. So we get, every month, we get a very detailed report for each of the campaigns that we're running. And I just thought it'd be cool to take you through one of our reports. And I realize that this is very visual. It's much easier to see it in front of you. So I will take it easy on some of the numbers. But what I want to impress upon you is the level of detail we go into for a particular campaign. So in this campaign, and the name of this client will not be used to protect the innocent. So in this particular campaign, we are running display and native display. Now, display is squares and rectangles with messages on them that land on websites and Whether you reach that website with your phone, a desktop, a laptop, a tablet, it doesn't matter how. It's just that the targeted person went to a site and they saw the ad. And this is a square or rectangle with the message that we create. It's very cool looking. Now, native means that it actually is less obvious and more subliminal, we like to say. Kind of, it can morph to the size and the shape and even the font and the colors of the site you're on to make it a little bit less obvious you're getting advertised to in order for that message to get through to your client. So in this case, this client was served 194,000 impressions in 1 month, and that's based on their budget for the most part. So almost 200,000 impressions, and they got 1,500 clicks for a 0.77 click-through rate. I said I wasn't going to run a bunch of numbers, and now here I am. But this particular campaign's response rate was 11 times the national average.
Wow.
11 times. And we'll find out why here in just a second. So, and then the next page, so I'm on page two, if you want to follow along with me, Meg. I feel like one of those Disney records from back in the day when I ring the bell. So, and the next page shows you the line item performance. It actually has the native and display all the way down, and it shows how many times it was shown and how many clicks. But the last two lines are the cool lines, Meg. It says AI native, AI display. In other words, AI kicks in, and it starts to deliver the message to people that we may or may not have chosen in the particular targeting demographics that we selected.
Wow, that's incredible.
So AI kicks in, and the response rate, look at the click-through rate. The click-through rate on the AI display line, that fourth line, is 41 times the national average. In other words, AI kicks in, begins to deliver those ads to people that are even more targeted than we thought, and the response was remarkable, off the charts, in
fact.
So much response from that. So, and then the next pages, they go into the creative performance. And so you see the different sizes of the ads and how they performed.
Interesting.
Even, and then continuing on with native display, you can see again, more numbers all over the place. All right.
So this is not guesswork, what you're doing. You are being very specific, and you can look at these numbers, correct, and then make an adjustment every month.
If necessary.
Just tweak it if you need to.
Yeah. And so let's say we have five pieces of creative that are running and one of them's kind of just not doing as good as the other ones. We can cycle that out and push the budget more into the ones that are the most effective. There's a page on page six. We're going to get to page six and seven, and then that'll be the end of this little foray into numbers. On page six, it breaks down the device performance, mobile, desktop, and tablet. It actually shows you how often people saw your ad on the various devices that are available.
Wow.
Mobile obviously being your phone, desktop being a personal laptop, and then tablet. Like when people are playing games or going around on the... It will tell you how many times those were shown.
That's extraordinary.
The last page, and I think we're probably almost ready for another break. The last page, though, page seven, shows you what sites people were on, drills down into the sites themselves. In this case, 15,000 impressions went to people who went to imdb.com. You know about IMDb, right?
Course,
this
yeah.
were actors, yep. Sort of biographies and biopics or whatever, the whole list, all the movies. There's a texting element in this one. USA Today, CBS News, Fox 10 TV, The Chive, these sites. And there are sites on here I've never even heard of, but also that people go to as they go about their day. And we're delivering ads on these different websites because that's where the target audience goes. The days of predicting where people will go and trying to get an ad in front of them are over.
Mm-hmm.
Now we follow them.
Gotcha.
Wherever they go. So that's how detailed the reporting gets. I'm very proud of that and very excited about it because it literally shows a client, here's what you paid for, here's what you got, what were your responses like. We can tie this into Google Analytics, and we can actually begin to see the impact it has on traffic to your website. So we can go just about as deep into your Google existence, your digital existence on your company as you want to go, and we will help you get there all the way through.
Okay, we got a question from one of our listeners who wanted to know, and this is a good question because ADX Digital Communications, is ADX Digital related to News Radio 92.3?
Yes.
So maybe we need to let people understand how that works.
Well, In what way? Is that a comment or a question?
Question. Is it related?
How is it? Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. And some people want to know, does this mean these ads are only running on your radio station products, or how is it? Basically, it's tied together because the concept of digital ends up being almost like a fifth radio station here.
Right.
And so mixing the two with the budget that says, hey, I need branding and awareness, and I need to get my offer out there, but I also need to know that people are coming to my website. Well, that combination is perfect for radio. Branding and awareness at the top of that funnel, conversions at the bottom of that funnel with digital. Yeah, the two work really well together, but they are separate in that you would be, your marketing budget basically would go over here to radio or over there to digital, but we all work together in the same house because the two live together so, so well.
Perfect. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Brian talking about ADX Digital Marketing in just a moment. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing. He is here telling us all about how digital works.
Yeah, let's take you in the home stretch right now. We are promoting and excited about a thing called the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. And the idea here is that 2.4 million people are going to be coming to our area this spring and summer, basically from spring break to Labor Day, 2.5 million people. They're going to spend somewhere around $1 billion between March and August.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help those companies that are working, that basically are waiting for and living off of that tourist dollar, the tourists and the visitors that come here. And we know there are so many. If you are relying on those dollars, we can help target people starting when they hit the airport. To their phones, their devices can light up with offers and encouragement to come try or visit or come back to your restaurant, your bar, your adventure opportunity, your boat cruise, your your event, your event locations that you want people to come to when they're here on vacation. We can literally target people who are on vacation, who enjoy beach vacations, who travel with children, who are luxury traveling people. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of ways that we can draw a circle around and frame up and find those people that are coming to the Pensacola area this spring and summer. The Gulf Coast Getaway Pass, that means we can use digital out of home. We have social mirror. We have Facebook content. There are display ads. There are so many different ways that we can do that, but that starts with the literal geography of this area and the places people go starting at the airport. The Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. The place to go and the way to get it started is to call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000 to start your conversation about digital marketing with us here at ADX Digital.
Okay, so happy to have you here this Monday. It was great to hear all about all the options that we have. And like you said, you can go to adxdigital.com to find out the previous shows. You can also go to newsradio923.com, click on podcast, click on the expert panel, ADX Digital, and you can hear every show that Brian's ever done with us.
Wow.